Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, Snapback fam? We're back with another episode of our NFL Draft Series. On this episode, we talked to Curtis Weaver. Yes, you may have heard the episode with Ezra Cleveland recently. Curtis is also a Boise State alum. Curtis was so fun to talk to. We talked to him about wearing some of our Snapback cleats, potentially. I don't know. We will see. We will see. But I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Snapback fam, let's get it. Curtis, welcome to the Snapback family. How are you doing today?
I appreciate it for having the time, but I'm doing good. Crazy world right now, but we all living.
Yeah, where are you posted up at?
I'm in Frisco, Frisco next to Dallas as of right now, but then I'll go to Boise next week.
Gotcha.
You still getting your, still finding a way to train and stay ready during all this?
Yeah, we have a little gym. Can't put the name out.
They'll come find it.
Love
it. So this is totally random, but Abe asked Ezra, he didn't really give us much. You play, you know, D-line, or linebacker, D-line. What do you consider yourself? Depend on the team?
I consider myself outside linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whatever. We like to learn because Abe and I aren't the most elite athletes, but we want to get our bodies right.
Speak for yourself.
What's like a meal plan look like for you right now?
Well, my meal plan used to be McDonald's and stuff. In college, my meal plan was bad. And then, but coming here, out here and training, and then like having a real nutritionist, like my body's got like way better and like burned a lot of fat and things like that. That was a big thing for me. But I'm not a breakfast guy. So my nutritionist worked with me about eating just like a cup of food or something before a workout and some electrolytes. Because I feel like I'm going to throw up before if I eat.
Right.
So I eat like my fruit and then I eat the breakfast portion after the lift with my shake. And then we'll have, I don't eat between that. And then I'll have lunch after my second workout. And then I'll have dinner when I get home. And I'm not really eating snacks because I was on a, when I got here, I was on a weight loss, but now I'm maintaining weight. And I'm used to it. So I don't really eat snacks still. I might eat occasionally some trail mix or something, but nothing crazy.
So you said your meal plan was bad, but how I interpreted that, it means it was fire.
it was good. I'm not going to lie. There's McDonald's out there, but I haven't been to one since December, so it's been crazy.
Go get yourself a McChicken or a Big Mac.
He's trying to get in the league. Let him do it. He'll celebrate with some McDonald's if we make.
Not yet. I did make a bet with Ezra though. If after our pro day, I'll go take both of us to McDonald's and he can get whatever he wants. But then now I told him the bet's off. There's no. We're not doing it no more. So
I love that. So another question that I asked Ezra right off the bat, because it's something that I was curious about growing up, because obviously there used to be the NCAA football game. Obviously Boise State coming up in our childhood was a very elite program, still very doing very well. What was it like at first transitioning to that blue field? Because it's something that my eyes probably will never get used to.
Yeah, it was so like I came in a little chubby, and then so like the blue field was making me nauseous when we ran in conditioning.
No way.
So it was kind of making me nauseous, And then I was just like got to get used to it. So like now, and the 4 years, it's like green to us now. So it's not bad.
So would you say that going back to transitioning back to a green field in the NFL is going to cause you some future nausea?
No, I'll be good.
You'll be good?
Nah, all right. I can play on any color field. I feel like I've been playing on the blue one for so long.
Right.
So you got to – did you go up to Indy for the combine?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at combine results, and I don't see any 40-yard dash time. Did you choose not to run it?
Yeah, I was going to run it at pro day. I had, like, plantar fasciitis. So I didn't train, like, the day I got to training for the 40. We had to get my feet right and ankles back. So then I didn't get to stay in 2 months in as a regular person. So I feel I deserved – the extra 2 weeks before pro day to get those last 2 weeks. Yeah.
So since you won't, I guess, have an official 40, do you want to just tell us what you would have gotten? Because that way we can spread that with the scouts. I was thinking 4.3, 4.35.
I was going to say 4.38.
I ran that on a good day, but laser, it was like 4.74. And then with no laser, it was like 4.67.
Okay. So, all right. And what about that?
The snapback hand timer has you at a 4.38.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're just gonna send that one in there.
What's your bench press at?
For 225.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hit 21.
21. Okay. So I weigh, call it 180 pounds, just to be safe. How many times do you think you could bench press me?
180.
Yeah, I weigh around 180 pounds.
Probably like 30 times on a good day. My arms feel good.
And maybe that's like 25 if I just ate lunch.
It depends how big your lunch buffet. Is. Depends.
Yeah, buffet.
Yeah.
Curtis, so I'm curious, and this is the first person we've asked because it just kind of popped in my mind. We've talked to a bunch of draft prospects, but – do you ever look at your like a mock draft, or how aware are you of where people are saying you're going to go, or actually the scouting report that they have out on you?
I see a bunch of mock drafts. Even if I don't want to see it, I get tagged in it.
Yeah.
And then talking to other players too, they see it too. It's like nothing we can hide from, but like talking to my agent, like there's only like, I guess, 30 ones that you can really rely on, because a lot of them just go off of the buzz and things like that. But you don't really know a mock draft until like what, April 1st after all the pro days, but there's no more pro days. So you don't really know what to trust. I just be chilling. I look at it. Someone mess with me, they mess with me. They not. It's at the end of the day, they not drafting us. They're just over there trying to make some money.
That's the best. Yeah, so when we release our mock drafts, we'll probably have you somewhere in the top 10 based off your film that we're watching.
Just put me behind like Burrow or something, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're a little concerned about Joe Burrow's hand size. A lot of these measurables. How big are your hands?
Mine was 10 1/8, I believe, like barely, or 10. It was one of those.
So did any scout ask you to get under center?
Maybe it's strict flag.
That's a big ass hand.
he'll be fine. He'll be fine throwing them deep balls. He'll be good.
So another tackle into that question is your actual scouting report. So like NFL.com writes about you guys. And Abe and I's favorite thing is – every strength on your list, for the most part, has to do with production. Like, you're a very productive athlete. You had a great sack and tackle loss production. Like, the numbers are there. The film is there. And then every weakness that they try to pin on all our guys we talk to has to do with the most random things that aren't actually, in our opinion, like true predictors of the future. Like, I would rather have a specific body type that NFL scouts or smaller hands that they don't care about, I would rather have the production on the field than have those bullshit just like, oh, your hand's 2 inches too small. What do you say to people who kind of pick at maybe your body type or your hip widening ability that we've been hit with before?
I feel like my body's like super flexible for my size and things like that. But like thinking about that, so with that being said, to add on that, the competition aspect also gets thrown at me. And like, so when we have arguments in our weight room or something, I have to get put to the side because I'm not a group of five. I'm a group of five guy. So I know all the arguments, things like that. But how I think about it is just like, it is what it is. Like testing shows like what a person's capable of and what area they're in. But like, if they don't show it on the field at the end of the day, like, what are they really proving? So that's how I think about it. But like testing numbers, if someone got those out, like DK Metcalf numbers at his body size, that's like, you can't teach that overnight. So you want to take that and then teach him what he needs to learn. So can't pass up some things.
Makes sense. Right. Makes sense. But he's like, I mean, he's one of those that was just a physical, like you saw the pictures. Yeah, that one is in a lifetime, like physical free.
Nah, it was funny because the guy he was standing to was my, like one of my close friends, Alex Madison. And Alex was pretty ripped. And he made Alex look like I don't even know.
Yeah, like nothing. Like Abe.
Excuse you. Anyway, getting off me. So obviously you went up against Ezra in practice a lot, him being on the line and you being on the defensive line. I'm curious, one, if you've had any good battles with him. Two, if you'd like to talk any shit because we like to get the pot stirred. And three, what's more satisfying? Is it maybe doing a swim move? Is it maybe doing a swim move on a guy and getting past him and leaving him in the dust? Or just putting him on his back and running him over and getting to the quarterback? So that's a three-part question.
might have to repeat that.
I'll start with Ezra. But so me and Ezra went a lot during our early years and then fall camp, like through season, battling through, like we went through scout teams more often, so we didn't really see each other. But fall camp was like a big for us, like trying new moves out, seeing what works. Seeing how to be consistent in your play, things like that, just talking. So that helped with both of us. But then Ezra's like, it's funny, like Ezra's not like a shit talker. He's a quiet guy, but the first thing, every time we line up against each other, he'll lick to inside, then lick to me. And be like, oh, hey, Curtis, like a long time no see. And then
the Philip Rivers trash talking style.
Yeah, that would throw me off.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go. I want to change sides. And then but that's every time we step on the field together, every time we line up against each other, he's like, oh, hey, Curtis, like automatically. So I always see that coming out. But no, he's not a big trash talker. Against other people, he just quietly throws them on the floor, calls it a day.
What about Abe's other question of a swim move or a bull rush? What do you prefer?
A swim move, 100%. Yeah. Or beat. Yeah.
Yeah, that answer didn't surprise me because I'm looking into one of those clickbait draft websites that has your profile right now. And Dan Marino gave you an NFL player comparison to my guy who strip sacked Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, Derek Barnett. Yeah. And he is very crafty on the line, great bend. I'm curious if there's a defensive end or an outside linebacker out there that you've tried to model your game after or you've spent a lot of time watching film on.
I don't really like go into like everybody has their own moves. Mm-hmm. So like it would be hard for me to like, all right, I'm in college, so let me try to be like him or model my game after mm-hmm. him. But taking pieces is what I do. So Chandler Jones has like a consistent aspect that a lot of people like with him having over double digit sacks damn near every year. So I take that from him. And then you have like the Lawrence Taylor mindset, like going back in the day, but his mindset is just crazy. And then like, you're just like, I need that or something. And then, but not really. I just watch a lot of people. Like I try to take pieces from stuff like Khalil Mack has probably one of the greatest long arms ever. Like I study that to get better at that. But I'm a guy that just takes pieces, not really following one guy in particular.
I like that because you can't be, I mean, some of the things that other linebackers or pass rushers do, your body isn't built to do what they can do. So if you can pull the things, it's really smart. And I love the mindset one of LT because he was just such an animal and he just wanted to get after it. So you're from California, correct?
Yes, sir.
So did you grow up a fan of any team specifically?
Laker fan, like big time. Well, big time Kobe fan. I had like all the Kobe jerseys when I was young. But it was literally my uncle would turn on the Laker game back when it was on, what is that? SES Sports or Fox Sports. When it was like the little old KTLA games on Channel 9. Like that's how old I was a Laker fan. So
wow.
I was a big Laker fan. Dad was a Charger fan. And then I grew on LT and Antonio Gates, Sean Marion, like certain players on the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm a big Brady fan though, but I like the Chargers.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I have any argument with Tom Brady for being the GOAT.
I feel like the arguments, like, it's like done. Obvious, it's done. Like there's really no arguing the other side. Since you say you are a Laker fan, we can bring up my favorite topic, and that is, Jack, shut your mouth, LeBron or MJ?
I can't. So I have family. I can't put it out there, but I like Michael Jordan, but what LeBron has done is pretty like it's just crazy what he can do on the court. Like, I don't know. It's hard to answer, but I'm an MJ guy, but I'm not a guy who hates LeBron. Because as of right now, LeBron is the best player as of right now, like for a while. But I don't know if he gets a ring for the Lakers, he'll for sure change my mindset.
That's okay. Well, that was the first question for our Wonderlic test, and so you're 0-1 because the correct answer is LeBron James. LeBron James is the greatest player of all time.
Abe's just salty. He thought he had you when you said you were a Lakers fan. He tries to get everyone who comes on to say LeBron's better. So that one hurt. We are in agreement Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. I do believe that argument's kind of been put down after he got his 6th Super Bowl title. But with that being said, if you got to sack anyone for your first career sack, is that the guy? Or
yeah, okay,
so absolutely. Or hold on. Hold your phone. And don't give us the media answer, or do. If you could get drafted by any team in the NFL, who would it be?
A no state tax team.
Love that answer. Wow. That is my favorite answer we've had so far.
Okay. I love that.
So we've narrowed it down to...
The Buccaneers are in a no state.
We've narrowed it down to every team in Florida. California. Where else?
Texas is no state tax. I think those are the big three.
Yeah.
We'll keep you away from Dallas because we don't want you in purgatory.
So you have no interest in getting after it on my Ravens defensive line? Or you do. Huh? You just have a preference. What do you think about my
Ravens? I'll go anywhere, but I'm like you guys asked me, and that's what I prefer, to save the most money. And I'm a shoe guy, so whatever gets me the most shoes.
All right. What's your shoe closet sound? Yeah, this is the best interview by far because we're talking no football, just cash money and shoes.
Forget football. Shoes though. So out here, I won that little All-Star challenge for ESPN or something that takes the college players. So that just added to the shoe collection. So I went a little crazy here in Dallas. Now I got to ship everything. So I got 3 big boxes of UPS thing. I brought probably 2 shoes out here and I ended with probably like 12 or 14.
Oh, so you're really a sicko when it comes to shoes. I love that.
But my favorite shoe by far is the Air Force One in Boise. I have about 30 pairs of different Air Forces. And like, it's like, they're so like, it's rolled by 30. So I have those container boxes, and they're just stacked into the sky. And then usually I get Air Forces in 3s. So, like, it's either a collection pack or, like, they look the same. But, yeah, Air Force is my shoe. And then, of course, I got Jordans. I got some Air Maxes. And then I got designer shoes, but the Air Force is my shoe by far. Like, if I have every Air Force in the world, I'll make that.
So, were you planning on going to the draft?
I don't know. Like, if they invited me, agent said, like, invites haven't been sent out yet. The day I asked, it was like 2 days after the combine. So,
I kind of wanted to see your drip. Like, do you have the whole drip or you just have the shoe game?
The drip for clothes wasn't there at college like that, but I picked up on it because I'm really just a shoe guy. Like, how I look at it is like, you never wear the same shoe two times in a row or in the same week. So that's how I am.
Wow.
So I always rotate my shoes and stuff like that.
I feel like it's not that difficult for a guy to come from California to the state of Boise and be able to like flex. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're not as long as you're not in jorts and like a flannel, like you're probably.
No, that's it. Yeah, it's crazy. So like coming to Boise, I had hella shoes, and people out there didn't really have hella shoes, except for like dudes who came from Cali with me and things like that. But yeah, I'm making a blueprint for my shoe room already.
There we go.
Yeah.
Love that. All right. All right.
So let's circle back to like maybe a little bit of football, but like not really. So obviously you were at the combine. We talked about that. There's a lot that goes on behind closed doors at the combine. I'm talking about like individual team interviews and like meetings with front offices and such. Yeah. Obviously there's always those stories that get talked about. Like we talked about DK and when he took his shirt off in his meeting with Pete Carroll. Did you have anything weird like that of some sort happen to you in a meeting? Or maybe it was just like the weirdest question you were asked by a team?
No, I think like it was about my second to last or third to last formal. And then this is like number, I believe 17 or 16, but it was like the fifth one of the day already, or fifth or sixth in a row. So, like, everyone doesn't, like, you're not supposed to show that you're tired and things like that. But I'm like, I'm good. I'm energized. I'm fine. Drinking my water. And then usually every meeting starts with, like, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. Where you from? Like, if they didn't get an informal with you. So I went to the Lion, and then Matt Patricia's in there chilling. And then one of the guys, one of the other coaches asked me, like, hey, Chris, how you doing? Blah, blah. And before I even get the answer, Matt Patricia said, nah, fuck that. Get up. Let's pass rush. And we did like a pass rush circuit for like 10 minutes. And that's
like you and him?
Yeah. Like he gave me scenarios and he wanted to ask me what I did in these scenarios. And then I was like, and I just felt that felt good.
Did you rough him up?
Oh, no. He told me if I rough him up, I get fucked up or something.
He can't ask you to do a pass rush drill and then not expect the smoke.
We would walk through it. It was a walkthrough, so it was all good.
Like, coach, that's you're amazing. Sure you want me to do this right now? You fucking pancake him.
Were there other players at the combine that you were chilling with that you got to learn from or who you're also pretty excited to see them in the league?
Not really. We didn't really talk about like football aspect because shit, we was there the whole damn all day.
That's perfect for week. Our pod.
Yeah. No, but I was with Isaiah. Talked to Isaiah like pretty much the whole way. Guy Walker from Fresno State. We talked about the battles, but we talked about like just chilling. So I was with the linebacker group, met some new linebackers, had a friend named Scooter. We trained together. And then he introduced me to other people. Caleb Ma was there. We talked to him a little bit. But nothing really about football. Everything was more about outside football to get our head away from it because we were in it too long. So yeah. It was good. Just talking to other guys, seeing what's happening across the world. Other schools and things like that.
So one question we've been asking a lot of guests on the pod, Jack is a diehard Baltimore Ravens fan, and I am a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. So now you are faced with the question of whose squad would you rather play for, Jack's Ravens or my Eagles?
And both are in states with tack. So that doesn't help with
probably Baltimore.
Damn.
Yeah.
There's the Lamar.
No, their defense.
You don't want to chase that around during practice.
I feel like that's good practice.
It makes you faster.
Yeah, and tired.
Tired, yeah. But I don't know. I feel like their defense plays with like a crazy swagger. Yeah, like, I have a friend on the Ravens. He's a receiver. He talked about man, at practice, they'd be going crazy. They'd be having hella fun, energized, things like that.
You can name drop him.
Huh?
You can name drop your friend on the Ravens. It's all good.
Oh, it was just Sean Moster, a receiver. Okay. So, nothing crazy.
Yeah, no, that defense definitely looked hungry when Derrick Henry was running for 400 yards.
All right, relax.
But anyway, where was I? Did you take the Wonderlic at the Combine?
Yes, sir.
How'd that go?
I believe I got, 21 or something? I know I got over 20.
Okay.
It was crazy. So
what about
I was sitting, we were doing the Wonderlic. We all sit down. I'm sitting next to, Bradley and Chase. And then we're just like, let's go. And then, so we're doing the test. Question 2, my nose just starts bleeding. And then they're both just like, I stand up. They both look at me. But then I look at them real quick and I look at the teacher and I'm like, my nose bleeding. And then she was like, they're like,
teacher. What? The teacher. I they're like, that.
They're like, what the hell? And then I guess it never happened. So they kicked me out. And then they were like, we're going to go in this room and start it all over again. But then the other room was taken up. So then I had to wait for everyone to take it. And I took it by myself. And I literally told the lady, I was like, all right, she says like 6 minutes left or something. I was like, okay, can you tell me when there's 1 minute left? So she says, yeah. And I said, okay. So she says 2 minutes left. And I was like, all right. And then she just says done. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't do like 2 questions.
She's not helping you out.
So this woman, is she like an actual teacher or is it just like Mel Kiper's wife or something?
It might be like an SAT teacher, I believe. All right.
Well, fortunate for you, we can now throw out that nosebleed Wonderlic score because Jack and I have put together the snapback Wonderlic test. We've given it to every prospect that's come on. Some have fared well. Some people not too well. And based off how you do on this test, we're going to be able to accurately predict whether you'll be a Hall of Famer or in and out of the league in a few years. But this has given us a good gauge on how you guys are going to do in your career. So if you're willing to, and we don't care if you get a nosebleed.
No nosebleed.
I will tell you. You guys won't know.
All right. Imagine if like nosebleed or if tests just like trigger nosebleeds for Curtis.
All right. So you ready for it?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Let's do it. Question number 1, a little bit of a pop culture question. You're familiar with the Kardashians and the Jenners, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. So if you were going to date all of the daughters for 6 months each between the Kardashian and the Jenners, how long would it take you to date all of them?
6 months. How much are they? Like 5?
You tell me.
Damn, like probably like around 30 months.
There we go.
That is so weird that you said that because Jack and I just had prospect on, Kevin Davidson, quarterback out of Princeton, and we've asked everybody this question. And he was the first person who answered it by saying 30 months. And my dumbass, when he said 30 months, I'm like, wait a second, because every other prospect has answered it in years. So I like had to do mental math in my head. But 30 months or 2.5 years is the correct answer. So you're 1 for 1.
Well done. All right, Curtis.
The nosebleed question.
The nosebleed question. Question 2. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Oh my God.
What, they don't put avocados on Big Macs anymore?
Nah, hell no. That's just I think I learned that from iCarly. That's a fruit.
Oh, yep. Okay.
I think you're thinking of tomato, because that's how I learned a tomato was a fruit from iCarly. But
okay.
Yeah, but you're right. Either way. Josh, then.
It might have been Drake and Josh.
Yeah, like it is that. Drake and Josh.
No, it was, because they was on the TV and they're leaving the TV and they're like, hey, did you know avocado's a fruit?
Oh, I think I remember that. Yeah. All right, you're 2 for 2, and you've answered 2 questions without a nosebleed, so you're in good shape. Question number 3.
Yo, hold on. Time out. No. This is not a tough one, because this man said his favorite thing to eat is McDonald's, and we have a McDonald's specific question on the test. So there is a lot of pressure on this one.
All right.
Here we go. If you had $1 for every single country that there is in the world, how many Big Macs could you buy? And we're talking just a Big Mac, not a Big Mac meal.
Just the
A Big Mac, you're saying Big Mac costs $4. Let's say that.
We go.
All right. So countries. There's hella countries.
Also facts.
let's say around. All right, let's just say there's 200 countries. I know there's probably a little less.
There are 195 countries, and the Big Mac is $4. So your proof of the Big Mac knowledge was spot on. I'm giving you credit for that.
Appreciate it.
All right, moving on. This is the trickier part. So take a deep breath on these questions. Let it sink in. Don't be too quick to react. I know you like to get off the line quick, but this is more mental. What is heavier? 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
That's insane, though. I'll ask too many World Star questions for that.
Happy questions came from World Star.
That shit used to be so funny. They need to make them more.
I need someone to get that question wrong. Nobody's gotten it wrong yet, but all right, on to the next. What is longer in terms of measurement, an NFL football or a Subway $5 foot long?
Let me see. I'll have my hands out right now.
You got a ruler and a football on you, ready to go?
No, he has a
foot long. He's a Subway sandwich for lunch.
Can I grip a foot long or no. I would probably say a foot long is longer.
There we go. Football,
the NFL football is 11 inches long.
And the foot long, obviously 12.
All
right. So we're on fire right now. We're looking really good. This one's been tricking some people. Some months have 31 days. Okay, there we go. He knew it before it even came. All months have 28 days. All right. We're going to get him, Abe, on our special wild card
question. I'll guarantee that you get one of these last 3 questions wrong.
Wow.
I'll guarantee it.
Okay.
You're running in a race, and you pass the guy in third place. What place are you now in?
Third.
Okay. Damn it. I'm giving it to him. This is the one, I feel. All right. There's 9th place, 10th place, 11th place, and 12th place. Okay, you're familiar with that?
Yes.
Spell the word 12th. And don't cheat us. Don't cheat us.
12?
12.
12, like 12th place.
12th or 12th?
12th.
Oh, 12th. E-W-E. L-E-C-H.
No. Gotcha.
There's an F in there. It's T-W-E-L-F-T-H. 12th.
Oh, my God.
That's why I try giving you the...
It's the hardest question. Abe, fired up. Yeah.
Last but not least, so you got a monkey, a squirrel, and a giraffe. They're all racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
The monkey.
That is incorrect, because Curtis, I hate to break it to you, there are no bananas on top of a coconut tree.
Oh my God.
We got it.
You tested really well. You got the Big Mac pretty much spot on. So we're looking at like a 10 to 12 successful, a few all pros in there, NFL career based off your testing.
Anything else? Yeah. Anything else that you want to do to improve your own game? You'll have to, I mean, that'll be weight training and practice, but your baseline is essentially what you graded out on. So congrats on that. We're excited for you. So just some final questions. We talked about this before we started recording, but do you play video games and have you ever played Madden before?
I'm not a Madden guy. I play video games. I was a Madden guy when they had mini games.
Those used to be the best. Okay. Gridiron Camp or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I feel like that's where you really play your friends. That's like playing. Yeah. But I'm a 2K Call of Duty. I like UFC. I was looking on my agent's son in WWE. I was looking him up. So you can throw some WWE in there or something.
Yeah, I used to play that on a PSP, and I'm probably aging myself. Half of our audience probably doesn't even know what a PSP is. But what else do you like to do in your free time other than watch film, play football, and yeah?
Select shoes. Besides that, in college, I did customize shoes. I painted. I made probably 10 customs.
Like Nike ID?
No, like I painted them. Like, you know how people
paint shoes? No, like you actually made them. Yeah. All right, so follow-up question. You know, the big thing in the league right now is all those custom cleats in pregame warmups, right?
Yep.
Do you think you'll get someone to do that for you? Do you think you would actually spend the time to make, like, I don't know, your first ever game in the league, make like a really dope pair?
I'll probably give it to a professional because I'll be watching professionals and my shit does not look like theirs or like the super custom. But, what's that called? I'll probably let some like the first pair do it, but you know, if I have time, I'll make a pair and probably bring it out like week 17 by the time it's done.
Okay. Follow up to that follow up. Would you let Abe and I get snapback sports cleats sent to you to wear in a pregame warm-up? I don't know, call it like week 6.
Yes. I'll wear anything for some pregame warm-up.
All right.
Okay. So now you are held legally liable, and if you do not do that, well, Curtis,
that is fine. I'm fine with that.
Lawyer up.
That's amazing. I'm excited.
I had another shoe question. You ever watch those videos on YouTube? Like, I don't know, Baker Mayfield goes shoe shopping with Complex.
Yeah.
Is that like your dream?
Yeah, but I want to really know what it's like. All right, let's talk about that. Because Odell went, right?
Yeah. Right.
And then he bought 3 pairs of his own shoe. That makes things okay. Like, I don't think he's really buying the shoes. Or I know a lot of people are buying shoes, but, like, he bought 3 of his own shoes. Like, why did he buy that? He probably has, like, 10 of those at the crib.
Yeah. That's just the publicity. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, but no, by far, I want to go there.
PJ Tucker?
What's your feelings on him? All right, let's go through that. We got the top 3 flyest dudes in the NBA.
Okay.
PJ Tucker.
Wow.
PJ Tucker, Shy from Oklahoma.
SGA, yep.
Yeah. And then for last one is either Dwayne Bacon or DeMarcus Cousins.
Boogie.
Okay. Do you know Dwayne has a clothing line also?
Dwayne Bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He flies. I need to go find that because he's dumb fly. And then LeBron is like the – if you – like, he's the veteran fly behind.
He's like, he's dad drip.
Like, yeah. He has, like – you can tell Nike, like, trust him to wear anything and flex it. And if he does, he really wears, like, crazy stuff, so he's pretty cool.
What about NFL drip? Who's top 3 guys in the league until you get there?
So I don't know. I haven't really, like, because so they have the league.
Like they're not, Yeah, they're not really as publicized, the NFL players.
Yeah,
they've started to. I mean, at least I know the Ravens have. Like, Lamar has his own brand now, which is pretty nuts, and Hollywood wears the chain. So I think the NFL teams, they're always later than the NBA is in terms of fashion and stuff. But
yeah,
who do you know about?
So the first dude, of course, is Odell. He has a mm-hmm. he has a page for his outfits.
Does he?
Yeah, it's literally called, if you type in OBJ, it'll come up his page and then another page.
OBJ Fit right underneath it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So,
I'm looking at it right now.
He's crazy. Who was that? There was a dude on the Niners. He was a receiver. He has some pretty crazy fits. But I don't know. Cam Newton, of course, he goes like,
Is that even considered drip, or
yes,
is that considered,
he gets,
or is that,
gets
or
off.
Is that,
you gotta, or is, for me, you got to think about it, because look at Odell, sponsored by Nike, so he gets to wear off whites, he gets to wear Jordan, but then Cam's sponsored by Under Armour, so you don't really go out in some Under Armours, so he wears like clothes if you think about it, so he has to really get drippy for his stuff. So that's why he comes out with crazy outfits and things like that.
Right, but for me, the difference between Cam Newton is there's a very fine line between drip and Halloween. You know what I mean?
Nah, sometimes Cam be coming out crazy, but he'd be having the craziest suit games. His hair is crazy, and he has that little scarf.
So Cam's Under Armour, Odell's Nike. If you were going to choose to get your first sponsorship from, who would it be? McDonald's?
I wouldn't even know. Probably for me, it would probably have to be a Nike or Jordan, because Air Force is my favorite shoe. But money talks, and we'll get there when you get there.
Well, since the fact that you love all different types of sneakers,
We don't have any official snapback athletes yet, do we?
We don't. But Curtis said he would wear Kicks,
and he said money talks. So
he does say money talks.
Who
do you think has more money? Snapback Sports, aka you and I, or Nike?
I plead the fifth.
Well, Curtis, we do appreciate it. We love it. And we are, Abe, I swear, we have like our best friend's a lawyer. So he will come after you if you don't. We're not trying to scare you. We're just saying.
We're not our cleats.
Thank you for coming on. Make sure, real quick, what is your social media so that the Snapback fam can shout you out? Or not shout you Curtis, out, give you a follow.
Instagram is CurtisWeaver_. And then my Twitter should be, let me see. It would be CurtisWeaver99. That's it.
Okay.
I have to change my name.
Yeah.
And your TikTok would be...
I'm thinking about it every day because I see some.
Bro, you got to get on.
And then people text me and be like, "Bro, if you made TikTok, this shit would be funny." But I'm chilling right now, so we'll see what happens.
Love that, Curtis. Man, thank you for taking the time to come on. This was a lot of fun. Excited to, I guess, watch you play football, but more so see your drip.
Best of luck
down the line, and hopefully we can
Before we hang up, I do want to say we didn't cover a ton of football, but Curtis is like an actual beast for anyone who's listening. He's projected to go in the top 40 picks of the NFL draft, which is one of the highest of the people we've talked to. So I just want to give him a shout on his actual football abilities.
Yeah, that's but we want to see the draft.
We like the shoe game. We like the video games. But shout out to Curtis. Make sure to go follow him, Snapback Fam, and stay tuned for more. Curtis, thanks, my man. Thank you guys for listening to that episode with Curtis Weaver. More NFL draft series to come with star corners Trayvon Diggs and Cam Dantzler, and then Denzel Mims, Kevin Davidson, and Yasir Durant. So stay tuned for that. Snapback Fam, talk to you soon.